Santa's got his reindeer leading the way. He shows up every year around Christmas Day. Mrs. Claus, she chills at home. Says, Kris Kringle, you go, go, go. I said, hey, babe, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. I said, hey, sugar plum, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. And all the reindeers say, do 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 do. Bringing presents for the kids. Little Billy and Susie gonna flip their lids. The toys are made by his elves, you see. Santa stuffs them underneath your tree. I said, hey, babe, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. I said, hey, Cookie, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. And all the elves sing, do 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 do. Listen up and take my advice. I heard about this list he's got. If you ain't on it, you don't get squat. I said, hey, babe, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. I said, hey, gingerbread, Santa's off on a sleigh ride. And all the kids sang, do 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 do.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Monday, December 19th, 2022, 58 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com.
This is a test of the Schnucks Panic Aisle system. This is only a test. This concludes this test of the Schnucks Panic Aisle system. If this had been an actual alert, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information and where to buy bread, milk, and eggs. This concludes this test of the J.C. Corcoran broadcasting
system. I've clearly upset my family on the other side of the house here. How you doing, kids? We might as well get right. Oh, here's Matt Chambers on Channel 4.
Issued for Thursday and for Friday as well. Accumulating snow likely, and that's going to be followed by a huge crash of Arctic air. I mean, some of the coldest air we've seen in a long time here in the St. Louis area. But hey, between now and then, relatively quiet. Maybe a couple of sprinkles.
This is the only weather guy I've ever seen that sounds like a top 40 disc jockey doing weather.
Or the northwestern sections of
our
viewing
area. Get to it. Get to it.
Rolla, Herman, Bowling Green. Those
areas. No, we don't live there. There.
Teen in Vandalia.
When that chamber stands in front of the weather map, you don't really see much of the weather map, do you? Wow, that's a wide boy right there. You know, there's standard language in these boilerplate contracts that people in television and local news have to sign before they can go to work. And one of the clauses in most of these standard contracts is that the television station has the right to terminate you if it's sort of like being a flight attendant. If your height and weight are not proportionate, you know, and they use, you know, deliberately vague language to satisfy the legal minds that put these things together. But if your height and your weight are not proportionate, they can let you go. And then there's even a more ominous clause in most of these contracts that talk about if your appearance suffers some sort of catastrophic change, they have the right also to terminate you without cause, which translated means if you have a car accident, your head goes through a windshield, and you got an 18-inch scar coming down the side of your face, well, that's you couldn't have 18 inches. You'd have to have a forehead the size of Tyra Banks and a chin the size of Laura Hediger to make 18 inches, but you could probably do it. Anyhow, the point is this, that if your appearance changes for some reason, they can say, we're letting you go. You know, and I guess I can understand it from the perspective of the television station, because if you turned on the news one night and Mike Bush just, you know, had a gaping, pus-filled wound on his cheek, you wouldn't hear anything he said, because, honey, come look at it. You know, you'd just be staring at that. So again, from the perspective of the TV stations, I guess I can understand it. At the same time, it is pretty cold, but you know, such is life in local TV. All right, let's dive into this thing here. I'll tell you what I know. What I know is it's almost impossible, especially in this part of the world, this part of the Midwest, to forecast snow totals and even forecast the track of the snow. And this is not your typical snowstorm. This is not one of these things that starts out in the Pacific, swings down around through Texas and Oklahoma, and then comes right up I-44 and dumps snow on us. This is more of an Alberta clipper. And this means that instead of the track that I just described, this thing starts up in Canada and sweeps across the Midwest. It tends to be a quick hit. It tends to not have a lot of moisture to it. And the snow also turns out usually to be sort of on the fluffy side, all right? That's an Alberta clipper, and that's basically what is coming in here on Wednesday night and especially Thursday. Now, this is also not a classic Alberta clipper in that there's a little more moisture being drawn into this thing than you normally see. Now, if you go to your phone and you say, give me the 5-day or the 10-day forecast or whatever the case may be, that's not a person sitting there going, well, I think that the St. Louis area, no, it's just a computer. The computer is just spitting it out. And it can change like every 3 or 4 hours. You can look at the thing at noon today, and it'll say Thursday, 3 to 5 inches. And you go check it at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's going to say something completely different. And then tomorrow morning you get up, and it'll say something even different than that. So these computer models are notorious for being bogus. That having been said, everybody is already on this. Every weather service, the same weather services, including, you know, there's a European model, not like Claudia Schiffer. When I say European model, you mean something else. This is the European computer model. First Claudia Schiffer reference of the day, by the way. Anyhow, so people just get to it, will you? Yeah, they've been talking about this for a couple of days now. So it's generally, you know, there's a general consensus here, which I believe might be redundant. Let me think about that. Get to it! Yes, there is a consensus that somebody's going to get clobbered. Somebody in the Midwest, in the general vicinity of St. Louis, is going to get clobbered. This will start Wednesday night, and then Thursday is a day that you don't want to know about, and Friday ain't much better. And I'll tell you this, any snow that we do get, and technically to have a white Christmas, you got to have an inch of snow on the ground, and that looks pretty guaranteed at this point. We might have a lot more than that. And by the way, I was poking around last night. Do you know that the Fox Network put a weather channel on about a year ago? They grabbed that girl from Fox 2, as a matter of fact, and sent her to New York. I can't remember her name, but there was a tall Bridget, Bridget something. And they have a weather gal on that station, on that Fox station, whose name is Amy Freeze. It's like George Carlin back in the 60s with Al Sleet, your hippy-dippy weatherman. Al Sleet, Amy Freeze, But they're basically saying that 95% of these here United States will be looking at temperatures below freezing on Christmas. And if you have temperatures below freezing, obviously anything that falls is going to come down as snow or sleet. Now, I talked to Dave Murray yesterday. Dave is leaning towards the idea of less snow, with the big story being the cold and the wind. And when we say wind, we're talking about temperatures in the single digits or below zero Thursday and Friday for overnight lows, accompanied by like 30 to 40 mile an hour winds. That'll get your fucking attention. There's also a big concern about frozen pipes. Now, if you still have a hose connected or you haven't shut off the water to the outside, you better do that today before it freezes and you can't move it at all. Now, we haven't been looking at the frozen pipe situation for quite a while. I just saw this too. Bismarck, North Dakota, Wednesday. It says here 13 below. That's the high for the day. The high in Bismarck is going to be 13 below. That's on Wednesday. That kind of cold won't reach us in the Midwest, but it's an indication of what's out there. I was talking to my friends Karen and Julie over the weekend, and I said, yeah, you guys better start preparing for this thing right now because it is going to be brutal on these couple of days before Christmas. And they were like, yeah, and you get to walk around in shorts in Florida. I'm like, ha! That's what you think. Florida temperature high on Friday, I believe, is 46. So it's going to be hard to, as they say in South County, to escape this. Oh, and then it gets even better, because if you have travel plans, and a lot of people try to bug out, you know, because they get that week between Christmas and New Year's off in a lot of cases, or they just take it off. And if you're planning to go somewhere, I hope you got some travel insurance, because the storm will be well past us in the Midwest, but it's going to go and completely fuck up the Northeast. That thing's going to pick up the moisture from the ocean and go up the coast, and it's going to end up shutting down LaGuardia and JFK and Dulles and Logan. I don't know if it'll shut them down, but, you know, some of them probably at some point will. But the point is this: there's going to be delays, there's going to be cancellations, and there's going to be a lot of people stranded in airports. This is not good. And like I said, if you don't have travel insurance yet, get some. And if you have relatives, friends, whatever the case may be, coming in for the holidays, and they're planning on going back over the weekend sometime, might want to go to Costco and get some food thrown in the freezer, because you may end up needing it. These people might be staying with you longer than you had anticipated. I mean, all kidding aside, this is the kind of weather where people die. It's also the kind of weather down here where iguanas fall out of the trees. Walking the dog, all of a sudden you get hit in the head with a falling iguana. You think I'm making that up? I'm not. The iguanas are up in the trees in Florida, and 45 degrees is the temperature where they just sort of go into a hibernation type state, and they don't freeze and die. They just freeze. It's some sort of defense mechanism that their central nervous system has, and they just go into a suspended state of animation. And when they do, they fall out of the tree. Oh, let's see what Fox 2 is saying here.
Transition. We'll continue to monitor this as the storm gets closer. But that push of cold air behind the departing snow, or really with and behind the snow, is what's going to be quite extreme by the end of the week.
So let's see if I got anything else on here. Blizzard, frozen pipe, big snow, nor'easter, cold and wind, 95% of the country freezing, L sleet, your hippy-dippy weather. No, Amy freeze, falling iguanas, nightmare travel in the Northeast, Bismarck. All right, that's it. That's what we know. You wanted a white Christmas? That's what you ordered? Well, it comes with a couple of sides. Your sides of the winning call. Let's go back to Matt Chambers. He didn't tell us anything last time. Let's see what he says now.
Not so much with the timing, though. Thursday really seems to be the bullseye here, with accumulating snow likely. Exactly when on Thursday, still up in the air a bit. Looks like mid-morning to late morning into the afternoon and the evening would be probably the most significant travel impacts. And I do think there will be some travel impacts here. Now, some new data into the Storm Center has us thinking about something we haven't thought about prior to really this morning. This may start as some rain because the temperatures on Thursday keep warming up as this system slows just a little bit. So the timing's a little bit later. Hopefully we're okay for the Thursday morning rush, but 8 a.m. is too close to call right now.
Oh, that's a good idea. That would be a great idea. Go to work on Thursday while it's rain, and then you're stuck at work for Christmas.
Still uncertain. Will it start as rain? Will it linger into Friday? All of these factors go into determining that final forecast in terms of accumulation. And another First Alert Weather Day on Friday.
He's not going to tell us shit. He's not going to tell us squat. What's the one thing we want to know? How much do you think we'll get? No, I'll stand here and talk for 4 or 5 minutes and not tell you what I think. You know why? Because I don't want to be wrong.
Zero.
Okay.
Yikes.
They're like, that's the weekend. We don't work weekends. We don't care. I'm so pissed that the snow didn't start in Buffalo Saturday night until the fourth quarter, but what a game. Man, the football games this weekend. You know, I started watching football at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I stopped watching football at about 11:15 last night. I don't think that's good for me. I don't think I'm going to do that again. Skip one of the games or just record it and then watch it on search. I do that a lot. You know, watch it on search. You know, that's one of the things that I think keep people from cutting the cord. It's one of those dirty little secrets they don't tell you about cord cutting. That is, if you have cable and you got a DVR, you can fast forward through things and you can say, oh, that looks like a play. Let me stop. And then you go. But when you have, when you're watching this stuff on an app, like people who don't live in St. Louis who watch the Cardinals, for example, and you watch it through the Bally's app or through the Major League Baseball app, you can't fast forward. You push the fast forward button, the screen goes blank, and you got to guess where you are. So you don't get that search function. And that's a big, big thing to have to adapt to when you cut the cord. And a lot of people don't realize that's what's going to happen. There are great advantages to cutting the cord, not as good as they were a couple of years ago, because now all the apps, you start adding up everything you need, and the price is almost exactly the same. And you do get a couple of features that are a little better than what you get when you cut the cord. Come these stupid commercials again, where people buy a brand new car for their spouse for Christmas and put that giant fucking, I can't even afford the bow. By the way, somebody told me the company that makes those giant bows, those really, really giant ones, is somewhere like in Eureka or something. If you know anything about that, will you please let me know? Because I'd love to know about that. I mean, the bow itself is like $300. And then here come the car payments. Oh, honey, thank you so much for the brand new SUV. Guess what? I got one for you, too. You should do it like Love Actually. The wife gives the husband a new SUV, and he gives her a Joni Mitchell CD. All right, I'm tired of talking about weather. Avatar opened to, I think it was like $130 million over the weekend. And what that means is that the movie studio did a very, very effective job in getting people excited about the movie, and they ran a lot of commercials and did a lot of promotion, and a lot of people got very, very excited and went because they were hoping it would be good. It does not mean that because it did $130 million over the weekend that it is a good movie. There's too much concentration in this country about what is number one as opposed to what is good. And I'll tell you, my favorite review of Avatar comes from our old pal, Carl the Intern. Here's his review of Avatar. This is not his official review. This is what he told me. He said, 100 minutes of Avatar is great. Unfortunately, it's 182 minutes long. Yeah, $134 million on Avatar over the weekend. This new Brad Pitt movie with Margot Robbie, Babylon. If you're watching football over the weekend, you saw a million commercials for it. That opens in a couple of days, and I'll have a review for you, I believe, on Wednesday of Babylon. I will tell you this. I saw the movie about 2 weeks ago. I'm still not sure what I saw. I'll just leave it at that for now, but we'll do that review on Wednesday. Tom Brady already has a new girlfriend. I'd say on a scale of 10, she's about maybe a 45. Her picture is on my Facebook page, The Showgram, with J.C. Corcoran. She's extremely boobular. I found some old stuff and recalled some memories about the Food and Cash Salvation Bash. And I put some pictures and some behind-the-scenes stories about the bash on my Facebook page. Again, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. You can read that at your leisure. I'm just enjoying the hell out of all these pictures that are coming in from both the Hubble and also the Webb telescopes. You're seeing these amazing, well, they're not constellations. I mean, they're entire universes and just spectacular, spectacular, breathtaking photographs of what's out there, millions and billions of miles away from us. And they usually come in on Facebook, and whatever you do, don't read the comments section, because instead of just being able to enjoy the pictures and marvel at the universe and marvel at what modern science has been able to do in getting these cameras out there and getting digital photographs of the heavens millions and millions of miles away, and still, you know, instead of just, you know, enjoying that and celebrating and being excited by it and inspired by it, all you get is these fucking flat earthers. These people are nuts. And there's always some sort of biblical reference in their responses. In other words, you can't believe science. You have to believe God. You got to believe that thing about him creating the entire universe in 7 days. Well, 6 days. They took Sunday off to watch football. This is that time of year where Christmas office parties take place. It's one of the real disadvantages of working from home is that you don't have office parties. A lot of times you don't even have a Christmas party anymore. That's when you find out who people really are. You know, you can sit three cubicles over from somebody all year long, but not until the Christmas party do you find out what they're really like. Get a couple of beers in them, and you get some guy trying to take his socks off over his head. The last radio job I had in a corporate environment was at K-Hits over at Union Station, and they would have a Christmas party every year. It was always on a Thursday night, and I worked television. I had television, and I had custody of my daughters on Thursday, so I always had to make special accommodations, and I would always get to the Christmas party, I don't know, like, you know, 8 o'clock. Well, the only problem is the Christmas party started at like 3 in the afternoon. By 8 o'clock, all the food was gone, and everybody was shit-faced. And I would walk in, and I would just start asking questions. All right, who did what to who? And we had a couple of secretaries and sales assistants, women, you know, who became very, very friendly, especially with a couple of the, like, interns, these young guys. We had these young, strapping 21-year-old boys fresh out of college. There's a lot. You walk in, there's a lot of smeared lipstick, let's put it that way. It's an odd sensation to come walking into a radio station Christmas party 4 or 5 hours after it started, but these MILFs in their 40s and 50s just swapping spit with the male interns. Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I think that we had heard that Cecily Strong was going to be retiring, but I don't know anybody who knew that it was over the weekend. And they did a couple of tribute pieces and things, and she will be missed. Lorne Michaels has got to be considered a genius, though, because how many times when somebody left the show, like Dana Carvey or Phil Hartman or Tina Fey, Bill Hader. When Bill Hader left, I was like, wow, what are you going to do now? But then these new people come in, you know. Michael Che and Colin Jost right now are a phenomenon just on their own. And again, Bowen Yang, he won the Emmy last year. I suspect he'll win it again. But you have a couple of people really, really coming into their own. The show is going to be just fine, although there's rampant speculation that they'll do 2 more years and then shut it down, and then that's going to be the end of Saturday Night Live. That will be the 50th anniversary. Lorne Michaels will be pushing 80. I suppose it could be handed off to somebody else, but it's sounding more and more like what they're going to do is do 50 years and then say, that's it. Oh, by the way, back to this Tom Brady new girlfriend. She's wearing a thing. It almost looks like she's wearing two neckties that are around her neck, and it's like almost like a halter type situation, and that's what's holding up her boobs. And there's massive cleavage there, and there's a lot of people speculating that the boobs aren't real. I can't tell. It's the kind of picture that will allow you to determine something like that. But she's very, very boobular. And there was a discussion in the comments below it that talked about why would such a pretty girl, and she is a knockout, why would such a pretty girl get a boob job? Now, that's, first of all, assuming that it is a boob job, and we don't know that. But let's just say, for the sake of conversation, it is. I can answer that question. She's a model. And I've had friends, models in St. Louis, who have told me stuff like, oh, yeah, you know, like girls who are somewhat flat-chested because, you know, models are so damn skinny. And so a lot of times you don't have really, really big boobs. Not everybody can be Emily Ratajkowski, who without her boobs would probably weigh about 80 pounds. But then each one of those things is about 20 pounds each. But I remember one specific model. Her name was Judy. And she was a model in St. Louis. Very, very pretty. We dated briefly. And she said, you wouldn't believe how much more work I got after I got these boobs put in, and especially lingerie and swimsuit stuff. So, you know, if you're a model, which the new girlfriend of Tom Brady is, there's your answer, I think. Today is going to be a historic day. 12 noon St. Louis time is when the January 6th committee spills its guts. This is supposedly the end of the whole thing. They're going to make their recommendations. NBC News is reporting that they're going to recommend that Donald Trump be brought up on three criminal charges, pretty big ones. All they can do is suggest it to the Justice Department, and that's apparently what they're going to do today. It's not like if they say, we think you should be brought up like on conspiracy or obstruction of justice, and then the Justice Department has to do that. That's not how it works. They just make their recommendations to the Justice Department, and then it's up to the Justice Department whether or not they think the case is strong enough to prosecute and should be prosecuted. But part one of that story occurs today when they spill their guts up on Capitol Hill. About 2 or 3 years ago, I made what you are about to hear. Some of you have heard this already. But I made this thing, and when it was done, it occurred to me that Donald Trump supporters would hear this and think to themselves, this is great! And people who did not like Donald Trump would say, ha ha, perfect. Shows what a fucking liar he is. So depending on what side of the political fence you find yourself sitting on, enjoy.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Though sometimes I wish someone could.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
No.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Why'd you have to be so good?
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Whenever you hold me,
nobody's better.
There's some kind of magic inside you.
And nobody even understands it but me.
That keeps me from running.
Nobody's better.
But just keep it coming.
I know what it means.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
Nobody does it better.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
Makes me feel sad for the rest.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
Nobody would be tougher.
Baby, baby.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
Well, he sure did, didn't he? Yeah. All right, I hope you got some movies lined up to watch, because pretty much everything is reruns and late night television and pretty much everywhere else. If it's not the news, football, or the Weather Channel, it's probably a rerun, although all of media today, as I said earlier, is going to be monopolized by these hearings up on Capitol Hill today. Well, the final report and the recommendations that Donald Trump get himself a nice orange jumpsuit, which of course we all know is never going to happen. But from a historical standpoint, There's a lot of people who want to just say, look, we want this part of the public record so that when they're teaching this in history books 50 years from now, everybody knows exactly what happened. Karen Foss retired on this date in 2006. Don't let the door hit you and your wrinkled ass on the way out. And I closed on my house in Olivet on this date in 2002. You know, I got divorced in 1999, and in Missouri, the law is that you have to go live in Brentwood Forest for a while, which I did. I thought I was going to be there about maybe 8-9 months. I was there 3.5 years at Brentwood Forest. Hi, George. And finally, in 2002, I grabbed this house in Olivet, and I loved living in Olivet, a little subdivision called Chevy Chase. And, man, you could be on 170 in 2 minutes. You could get anywhere. They had good restaurants and generally nice people, and I had a good time there. And then the guy next door to me, he got divorced and married a stripper. And on the weekends, her stripper friends would all come over to the house. This guy is a lawyer. He was a lawyer, and he was one of those asbestos lawyers. When all those lawsuits were being filed in Madison County, Illinois, and so he was just making money hand over fist. And they'd say, well, let's break for lunch. And because they were doing all this stuff, we're on the east side. They were like, well, let's just go over to the Penthouse Club or something like that and have lunch there and just sort of take in the scenery. One thing leads to another. You know, everybody, every guy who goes in to a strip club thinks, well, she was talking to me. I think she's really into me. And it's like she's being paid to be into you, okay? But every once in a while, something like that happens where an actual relationship is really struck up. Get up in the morning on a Sunday morning, going on, there's like thongs all over the yard. So here's the rundown. We'll be back again tomorrow and again on Wednesday. That's our final live show. And then on Thursday, it's the Christmas edition of the J.C. Corcoran podcast here at jcontheline.com. All the songs and comedy material and all that sort of stuff. We'll probably do over an hour, a special podcast, special version on Thursday. And also, I want to be here in some form because it's looking more and more like Thursday could be a day that we're all going to remember for a very long time and not for the right reasons. So that's it. J.C. Corcoran podcast for Monday, December 19th, 2022 is in the can. 58 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. We're here every weekday morning right about this time. You can email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com, Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Have a great day, Trump lovers. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran podcast.